You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, as we celebrate a Mental Health Awareness Week, this year the focus falls on the importance of community. And joining us now to chat a little bit about community, as well as where this concept might fall when you're doing yoga practice, is yoga teacher Dawn Blessard from Pathway Yoga. It is lovely speaking with you today, Dawn.
Thank you for having me back on.
Well, let's chat a little bit about community. It's quite interesting because a lot of people go into yoga for like their personal journey to kind of find this almost inner peace, individual pursuit of peace, or finding maybe quieting their mind. But there is a strong communal aspect to yoga practice, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a word in yoga and it's called satsang, satsang. And this is coming together of light-minded people on the same journey of truth. That's what it means. So a lot of yoga studios offer a free satsang, and the teacher would do a talk on a particular subject. Some studios bring in a shared food, so everybody brings in a piece of food, and then you may chant, you may do some meditation together, and that's always offered free of charge.
So if you're part of a yoga studio, like I know you run your own yoga studio, how do you find people that maybe come to satsang for the first time? Like, how do they find it?
I remember from my own experience, I was about 19 and I walked into a satsang, and I remember like people being wrapped up in blankets and incense going and thinking, oh my God, what is going on here? And ducked back out. And, you know, you'll know when you're ready. And you can go and you don't have to chant. You don't have to sing out loud. You may just sit quietly and you may just observe. Being a part of a community in a yoga class, even if you don't have a satsang in your yoga studio or you're a part of a gym and there isn't that setting, it's still a satsang. It's still coming together. All of you are there for the journey of yoga. And that can even be in a church, not necessarily yoga, but other communities that you join in. Maybe you belong to a knitting club or a church or whatever. Everyone there, all walks of life, all age groups, shapes, sizes, background, are all there to do the same journey, whatever it is.
For yourself, I know you're part of the yoga community, but what other communities have you found comfort in as you have been going through your own cycles journey?
The other parts of community is now, obviously, I'm part of the visually impaired community. You know, I find comfort from your radio, also the Macular Society. You know, these are parts of communities I'm coming into, and like yourself, we have the well-being in common. And if I didn't open myself to this new visually impaired community, I would have never met you. The more you don't try and open yourselves to meet new communities, the more you isolate yourself. And this is why I love the way that it's translated, this satsang, this coming together of like-minded people on a journey. You should feel safe within your community. You should be able to feel light in your community. You should be able to speak openly in your community. And then you know that you're in your right community when you feel that.
And that's the thing as well, when you find, I know with myself, as my partner and I get a little bit older, we find that maybe it becomes a bit harder to keep in touch with people that were part of your community. And we are starting to really appreciate how important it is to have put this extra effort into upholding current like groups of friends and community and family, but also we're thinking more about, well, what should we do in our free time that maybe exposes us to new groups that have common interests? Like maybe we love going on nature walks, so we've been kind of looking into that. I love reading books, so I'm considering a book club. So I feel like there's so much benefit to community, and there's so much research around it. I mean, there's, I think just from like a couple years ago, a piece of research said being part of some sort of social connection, it has health benefits. It will actually increase your odds of long-term survival by around 50%. That's massive.
Yeah. And this is the thing, is when you make the choice not to reach out. And, you know, I've said on the radio with you guys before that when you reach out, then you will draw people towards you, because you're not putting up the negative barriers. You're opening up the barriers. And that's not a weakness. That's a strength, to open up the barriers and say, you know, to any group, you know, I've got a student that's at the moment just got Alzheimer's. And I, you know, I really said to her that I'm going to be here for you, but let's find some numbers for you to contact the Alzheimer's Society, you know, to speak to people with more background and more knowledge in that thing. And, you know, she's leaps and bounds, you know, now she's found this community. She's not lost her yoga community, but she's got another community as well now. And that's so good for your mental well-being. You know, like you were saying, like maybe if you want to try running, you might go to your local park run, and you'll start to meet people that have the same interest of running with you.
Yeah, and I think it's worth remembering that as our life changes, as we kind of move through the years and our situations change, some communities we might naturally just fall out of, and that's okay. Like being looking for new communities and new connections is completely fine. Like you might find one that you stick through your entire life. Like once maybe you fall into yoga, you're kind of stick with it and your entire life. But there will be some communities that you're like, you know what, I maybe don't want to do a pub crawl every weekend. I'm not in my drinking era right now. I would like to do wild swimming. Exploring new opportunities, like you should definitely open yourself up to that.
And this is I've just recently changed my yoga teacher after 16 years. And it's not a bad thing. It's naturally we grow, naturally we develop. And even your community might shaping a way that you're not going that way. And you may need to step in a different direction from the community that you had. And nobody has to fall out. Everybody just grows, develops, and moves in a different way. And we said this before about relationships. If we remember back to our talk about relationships, each individual person perceives the same object in a different way according to their own mind. And that happens in any relationship. So you can step away from one community, and that community has served you for so long, and you just move on. And that's not a bad thing. That's growth.
Yeah. And it doesn't invalidate everything else that you've done before with that community. Any of those memories and connections, they're still there. There, you can just cherish them and keep a hold of them and make new connections without guilt.
That's it. I mean, my teacher, you know, she's really busy at the moment. I want to continue private lessons. So I've gone to a teacher that can offer me private Sanskrit lessons, because my teacher can't offer that at the moment. No one's falling out. It's just a growth thing, and everybody moves in different ways. And it might be, as you say, you might start off with, I don't know, a knitting club, and then you decide that you want to take up crocheting. But if it wasn't for the knitting, you wouldn't have learned. Not that I can crochet or knit. but it's that way. And friendships grow. You know, you might go and find, like as you said, as you grow, you might find a play group for your child that you have, and that's really good because it's beneficial for you and your child. So you get to talk to other parents, your child gets to play, and then you might arrange to go for coffee and go out for lunch with parents that you've met on a different day. So I know that my son and his wife have, you know, really great friends that they've met through their children, you know, and I really invoke that. I think that's a great way of meeting other people, and again, different age groups. You know, my son and his wife are quite young, and they've met people that are slightly older than them that they would never have met, but through the children they have.
I think it's just so surprising in when it comes to the directions life really takes you, and as you said earlier, being open to these opportunities and not kind of limiting yourself is definitely a really good approach to take here. Well, Dawn, I love having these conversations with you. And obviously, if we wanted to follow you, we can follow you on social media, become part of your little online social media community. So where can we find you?
It's Pathway Yoga. So I'm on all platforms. But if you put Pathway Yoga or even Dawn Blizzard, and I will get back to you, and you can follow me on my adventures and journeys.
Well, Dawn, thank you as always for speaking on the Happy Hour.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.